Amanda, we got seeing a bit of action here in St. Paul finally. Not finally, I guess, but as expected, things are starting to heat up here a little bit.
They are. We are getting into the final, few weeks of session. And so what has happened is both the House and the Senate have passed their respective omnibus bills related to agriculture finance. Those passed off both floors. They've also passed their environment bills in each body. And now conference committees are being appointed. And we are expecting that later this week, potentially, the Agriculture Conference Committee could start meeting to review some of those various provisions in each of the bills and then trying to reconcile some of the differences that exist.
Yeah, some big differences too, I think, right?
There are. There are some differences related around the funding. One of the pieces that we are most concerned about that exists in the House bill is not in the Senate bill is a proposal to increase the fertilizer tonnage fee. This is to help, pay for certain inspections. And, we support those operations at the department, but we just think that, with the surplus that the state has, that we should be using the surplus to help fund some of those operations that are needed as opposed to increasing that fee that will ultimately be passed on to farmers.
Sure. Anything else we need to be aware of or talking about?
Yeah, one of the pieces that we are really watching closely in both in the agriculture bills, of course, is the financing provisions. We like to see some of the funding that's there for biofuels infrastructure and soil health. But one of the areas of differences that exist in the bills is also related to pesticides. And there's some language in the House bill that we still think needs a little bit of work as we kind of go into conference to make sure that we are upholding sort of EPA's authority on the registration and review of various crop protection products. And maybe the state is doing what it needs to do around, research and education to help, look at stewardship of some of those crop protection products.
Minnesota Corn Growers Association Public Policy Director Amanda Billick.